Chapter 24, The Resurrection. And on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and they entered in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were wondering about this, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened, bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember in what way he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11, and to all the others. Now, they were Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And these words appeared in their sight as idle talk, and they disbelieved them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. And he departed to his home, wondering about what had happened. Jesus appears to his followers. And two of them were going that very day to a village called Emmaus, which was 60 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they discussed with each other about all the things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they talked and questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What communications are these you have one with another as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said to him, "Do you live alone in Jerusalem, and therefore do not know the things which have happened there recently?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they told him the things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, that he was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that it was he who should redeem Israel. Moreover, beside all this, it is now the third day since these things came to pass. Further, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb, and when they could not find his body, they came saying they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of them that were with us went to the tomb and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said to them, "O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ suffer these things, and so enter his glory?" And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he would go further. But they urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is now evening, and the day is now far spent." And he went in to stay with them. And it came to pass, when he had sat down with them to eat, he took the bread, and blessing and breaking it, he gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to another, "Was not our heart burning within us while he spoke to us on the road, while he opened up the scriptures to us?" And they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and those that were with him, saying, "The Lord has indeed risen, and has appeared to Simon." And they told the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them by the breaking of bread. And as they spoke these things, he stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." And they were terrified and afraid, supposing they saw a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you disturbed, and Why do questions arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a ghost has not flesh and bones as you see me having. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet, and while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, said to them, Have you here anything to eat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. And he said to them, These are my words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things necessary be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their mind so that they might understand the scriptures. And he said to them, Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And I will send to you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And he led them out until they were as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they did homage to him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising God.